Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, reacting to the initial days of NFL free agency, which technically begins tomorrow, but we all know it began yesterday, with the legal tampering period. And to help us talk more about that, we bring in our good friend Floyd Reese, former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM in the afternoon. Floyd, what's going on, man?
You know what? Trying to stay healthy and dry.
Hey, that's a good combination nowadays. So we're all with you there. So, Floyd, obviously the Titans yesterday, right about 9 o'clock, and we were getting close to getting off the air, made the decision to place the franchise tag on Derrick Henry. Number one, what was your reaction to the Titans electing to do that? And number two, how do you see this playing out now that the tag has been placed on Derrick Henry from the Titans?
You know, I wasn't surprised. After they signed Ryan, then, you know, I thought, The obvious move was to put the franchise on Derek. We talked about, you know, during the off season, you know, way back when, that if he could finish the year and come back with a quarterback and a running back, you'd probably be in pretty good shape. And it appears they've done that. You know, I'm going to guess, I don't know this, but I'm going to guess that they're using the tag as kind of a placemat to hold their spot so they can continue negotiations and see, in fact, if they can't get a deal done, a long-term deal. But if they don't, then at least they've got him for another year, and that's going to keep the duo together, which I think means the world to, you know, the players and the coaches.
Yeah, that was my next question for you, Floyd. Do you think that this is, you know, okay, we got to tag him, but we're going to try to get something done, or is it, well, let's see. Show us another year, Derek, and then we'll go from there, you know, from their perspective. And then from his perspective, how do you think he'll take this?
You know, I have to think. You know, it's funny with the franchise tag, Joe. It was years ago, it was an honor to get the franchise tag because that, you know, made people believe that you were like maybe the best player in the franchise and we're going to make a bunch of money and all that. Since then, it's evolved into a real pain in the butt for just about everybody. You know, the clubs really don't like it because you can't manipulate the cap. You know, whatever the amount of the tag is, you're stuck with. It goes immediately on your cap. And with the player, of course, it prevents him from getting that big signing bonus that all the players are interested in. You know, I hopefully he's looking at it as just what we said before, kind of a placemat, and okay, now we'll continue discussions and see where we go from here. I'm pretty sure that was the intent. I don't think they just are going to throw that tag on him and then forget about him until this time next year.
Floyd, we've had discussions with you for a few weeks now, and we knew that losing Jack Conklin could be a possibility for the Titans. Now that that's going to happen and he's going to move on to Cleveland, number one, what's your reaction to that? And number two, where do the Titans go from here?
Well, I didn't, after they signed Tannehill and tagged Derek, I kind of assumed at that point that, okay, you know, Jack's going to go out there, explore, see what's there, and maybe come back, maybe not. And losing him, you know, is an issue because I'm one of those guys that, I mean, I always loved my offensive linemen, and, you know, I loved what they could do for you, and I wanted to keep them together. And even though, I probably overpaid at times, I felt like that was important, not just from their standpoint, but, you know, from the team standpoint. And that position, the offensive line, of all the positions on the field, it's more important for those guys to be on the same page than maybe any place else, simply because everything happens so fast in such a small area that if you get one guy that's looking to his right when he should be looking to his left and misses his stunt, you know, now the quarterback gets hammered. So I always was a stickler for kind of wanting to keep those guys together, and we'll find a way someplace else to adjust. Now, they signed Kelly back, which is a step in the right direction, I think. I don't, you know, in my mind, I'm not sure Kelly is a starting right tackle. He may be as good a backup, as good a third tackle as there is in the NFL. I mean, I think he has tremendous versatility, can do a lot of things, and I really like that. You know, do they intend for him to be the starting right tackle and play the season? I think, you know, I think time will tell us that.
Well, we know he's a red zone receiving threat. That we know this for sure. You can't let a guy like that go, right?
That's right. The more you can do.
So that's what we were. I mean, of course, just trying to guess on the whole picture here. So Conklin goes. They keep Kelly, like you said. I mean, to me, I still feel like now there's a much better chance, you know, of a tackle coming pretty high in the draft. I also wonder, Floyd. I mean, there is. You know, without paying Conklin, you've got Logan Ryan out there and you've got pass rushers out there. Do you think this increases the likelihood that they will go try to pay someone to come in here to get after the quarterback?
You know, I think it gives them that opportunity. It gives them that versatility. You know, we talk about these deals, and I think people get a little bit of a misconception when they see a guy that signs a deal for $30 million a year and they automatically say, okay, there's $30 million of our $80 million that's already gone. When the truth is, between Tannehill yesterday and Henry, I think it ate up $32 million of the cap, somewhere along that line, both of those guys combined. So they've still got a large chunk of money sitting out there. And I think the question is there somebody that you know, appeals to you, somebody that draws your attention that you say, okay, this would be a guy for us looking at and seeing if we can't do something, or you go to the draft. Now, I don't like the idea particularly of going to the draft because you're in the process of, you know, you had I don't know how old Jack was, 26, 27, a young guy that was a very high draft choice that you lose, and now you're going to have to replace him with another high draft choice. And I just feel like you're kind of running in mud when you do those things. So I think I would almost rather go see if there isn't a tackle out there in free agency, bring him in, a veteran guy, see where he's going to fit, and then use my draft choices on the original plan, which was maybe to go after a pass rusher. Maybe there's somebody out there, or go after a corner, or go after a receiver, whatever it was you were looking at. So that you kind of gain ground. You know, my offensive line is set. All right, I don't have any holes there. Now let's see where we can make this whole thing better.
Former Titans GM Floyd Reese on the line with us. And, Floyd, I've got to get your thoughts on this because yesterday we were on the show. We were discussing, you know, trade rumors surrounding DeAndre Hopkins and talking about Bill O'Brien being the head coach and the general manager at the same time of the Houston Texans. And then he makes the trade yesterday to send DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona, and what he gets back, I think universally has been viewed as a really bad trade for the Houston Texans. What's kind of your thoughts and your philosophy on, you know, being a head coach and being a general manager and holding that title at the same time in today's NFL?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure it can be done now. You know, Bill Belichick evolved to there. You know, over a period of 30 years, he gradually moved in that direction. It wasn't all of a sudden the owner walks in and says, okay, now you're the GM, because you really cannot catch up. You know, there's too much going on. And you know, it takes both jobs, the head coach, as we know, and the GM are both full-time, every minute of the day kind of jobs. And to have one guy get that thrown on him, you know, all of a sudden, I don't think there's really any way that you can catch up. You know, this trade, I think, was kind of a shock to everybody, a blessing for us, because, you know, after playing him 8, 10, 12 times, however many times we played him, we still haven't covered him.
Nope.
So you know, we have to look at it and think, okay, thank you. You know, see you later. You're in the NFC. I only have to see you once every 4 years or whatever it is. So that's good. You know, was it a great deal? I mean, I wouldn't have done it. And that's why I think, you know, Billy O is a good football guy, and he knows the value of like the receiver. And I keep thinking there must have been something more. You know, there was talk about him not wanting to play unless he renegotiated his contract, and he still had 3 years left on it at, you know, $13, $14 million a year. So it wasn't like he was grossly underpaid, but he felt like he was, and was as productive as any receiver in the league. So, you know, you got caught in one of those predicaments, and maybe there was just no way out. I don't know, you know, all the ins and outs. I just know it's really, really hard to find somebody of that caliber out there. And I have no doubt that the quarterback is still in mourning.
No doubt. Well, you see, this is where you need to be on Twitter, Floyd, to see, like, Kevin Byard's celebration tweets and stuff like that as soon as this happens. You know, it's like the Titans were in full rejoice on this. Now, one former Titan I want to ask you about, Floyd, Marcus Mariota. He is going to the Raiders. What do you think about that fit?
You know what? I think it's probably a good move for him. Probably a good place. I don't know. You hear speculation of the Raiders and their thoughts about Carr. You know, is it a similar situation to what Ryan Tannehill got into last year? Maybe it is. We just don't know that. I think this. I think John is a very demanding guy, wants it done exactly the way he wants it done, and doesn't care about – that's why I always struggle with Brady going there, you know, because I could see so much conflict there going back and forth. No, this is the way we need to do it. This is the way I've done it in the past. And John saying, whoa, 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 that's not the way we do it as a Raider. Marcus is going to be one of those guys that when John, you know, brings him in and says, okay, Marcus, this is the way this play is supposed to work, Marcus will run it exactly that way. And so from that standpoint, I could see how that might be a pretty good marriage between those two guys.
Former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM in the Afternoons here on ESPN 102.5 The Game has been our guest. Floyd, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Always good, guys. Talk to you.
Thanks, Floyd. All righty. When we come back, we'll react to what Floyd had to say specifically about the franchise tag and Derrick Henry. I want to get Joe's thoughts on that as well. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.